Evolutionary Psychology, an original audio story written for Appaloosa Radio. My best friend from college emailed me that he had just finished a hefty tome on evolutionary psychology. He said that it had taken him 3 weeks, and that as a result, his brain is the consistency of mush. He said the book was excessively complicated and used a unique vocabulary, the purpose of which seems to be to allow those who use it to hide their ignorance and inability to communicate their ideas clearly. Not much of a recommendation for a book, since I had never heard of evolutionary psychology, not sure why they always use capital letters, I decided to look it up in the Stanford Encyclopedia of Philosophy. But, alas, I did not understand what I had read. My friend lives in southern Oregon, not far from the well-established hippie village of Talkama. My friend is not and never has been a hippie. He is adamant. However, knowing the conservative tilt to his region, I texted back, "I believe that in parts of Josephine County, they would shoot you if they heard the words evolutionary psychology. Even worse, if they knew that you had read a book instead of watching a TikTok video." I put the exchange to bed and moved on to more important stuff, like routine car maintenance. But, like a bad recurring dream, evolutionary psychology came back to me. Are my psychoses the result of my primordial ancestors' survival adaptation? Is my kill or be killed passion for chocolate the result of a clever individual's trick to avoid being eaten by a predator? Are my acute neuroses that are activated whenever I cross a high bridge a means that a cliff-dwelling predecessor used to avoid falling to their death? The more I mused on the notion, the sillier it became. As I said, I had looked up evolutionary psychology, no capitals, in the Stanford Encyclopedia of Philosophy, but did not understand what I had read. In some ways, it seemed trivial. What psychology calls mechanisms, or conditions, may have evolutionary antecedents. Okay, but that does not seem to be much of an insight. Much of our physiology and behavior probably have evolutionary antecedents. I believe, oh my God, he is going to say it, that humans evolved over time from earlier primates. However, that does not lead me to posit an evolutionary psychology. I think regular plain old biology works just fine. My short legs and brown curly hair come from my Mennonite ancestors. I carry those traits and have, probably, passed them on to my sons and grandchildren. Likewise, many of my psychological characteristics are inherited. However, I agree with my college friend. I don't need an overly complicated theory that comes replete with its own unique vocabulary. Simple fare works and tastes better.